Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm Ebony, and I'm so happy that you are here. Today, we are going to be talking about the crown chakra. I kind of want to start off with a story of what I did today at work, and I'm very proud of it. I needed to have an honest conversation with my boss, and because there was something that I just could not do. I needed to protect my time. I needed to protect my energy, and I wasn't able to do this particular thing. So I needed to tell her in person. And before I left for her office, I stood in my space, in my room, with both my feet planted on the ground, and had my hands on my hips. We call that the superhero stance, students and I. And I stood tall, and I just felt the energy come up through the earth, through my feet, up my legs, up my torso, up my chest, through my limbs, up my throat, and through my head. Felt it. And then walked into her office. And guess what? She understood. I spoke with authority. I said, look, this, I cannot do this particular thing, but here are other alternatives that I'm willing to do. And one of the alternatives worked. So yay me. Yeah, I know sometimes it's very scary to, number one, say what you need to say, right? Throat chakra. Number two, to have the courage to own your truth, the courage to own your truth and step into your power, third chakra, solar plexus. And it's challenging to really tap into you are, into who you are as a powerful being who belongs on this planet to do something wonderful. You belong. That's root chakra. And I had to tap into all three of those in order to make that trek from my space to her space to have a conversation. And it worked out fine. So we were actually talking in my Facebook Live. I talked today about toxic energy, because one of the prompt for today in my Facebook group was today I am releasing, and then you fill in the blank. And one person in the group responded with, today I'm releasing toxic energies. And I thought that was really powerful, because when we hold on to toxic energies, they manifest in our bodies as physical ailments. They manifest in our bodies as emotions. And if you don't heal those toxic energies, your body and emotional wellness will suffer. So it's so important that we are able to locate where we feel the toxicity. In other words, where do you feel the pain? Where do you feel the emotional pain and or the physical pain? That's number one. Number two, what chakra? In what chakra are those pains located? That's number three. Or number, Wait, number one is where do you feel the pain? Number two, what chakra and which chakra are they located? And number three, what is the message according to the chakra? So you know that if you're having stomach issues, stomach pain, or you feel an emotion in your stomach, what is that? That's your power chakra. You're either handing over your power or you're abusing your power. You're having, you feel some pain or in your throat, or you're having issues with speaking, right? You either speak too much or speak too little. That's throat chakra. What's the message there? That you need to investigate how you are not speaking your truth, how you're not speaking up, or how you're speaking too much. And if you're not speaking up, what's the fear behind that? And address the fear. If you're speaking too much, what's the fear behind that? And address the fear. That's where the healing begins. The healing begins in the thing that is super hard for you to do, because it's too easy to take aspirin and Tylenol and Benadryl and all whatever to ease the pains. Benadryl's for allergies, right? Whatever, you know what I mean? Even so, allergies, that's an issue also, right? But it's too easy to go to those things. And so you take the pain medicine and then you're fine. You're like, oh, okay, that's done with. No, it's not done with, because guess what? That pain is going to come back. And it might even come back in a different location in the same chakra. Or it might come back in a different chakra. But that pain medicine is not healing the issue. It's a Band-Aid for the symptom of the issue. The real issue is that thing that you've been avoiding for days, weeks, months, years. That's the issue. The issue is that thing you've been scared to do or say. That's the issue. So you have to ask yourself, ask your higher self, what's the first step I need to take in my healing? And you have to be willing to listen, and you have to be willing to have the courage to do whatever that guidance is prompting you to do. Speaking of guidance, let's talk about the seventh chakra, because that's all about guidance. Seventh chakra, the crown chakra, located at the crown of the head, right above the head. Its color is violet, and it is associated with your connection to all things, your connection to the universe and all living things. It is also very much part of your intuition, right? So intuition is a shared trait between your sixth and seventh chakra, because we talked about intuition last time with the sixth chakra. The crown chakra is all about that feeling that you have a sense of purpose, feeling like you are connected to the universe, that you're connected to all living things. That's crown chakra, feeling that connection to your higher self, your intuition. And we talked about a little bit about that with the sixth chakra. So that connection with your intuition, with trusting your intuition, is a shared trait between the sixth and the seventh chakras. So if you are feeling as though you have no sense of purpose, you're feeling as though you have no connection to life around you, even people around you, you have no connection to the universe, you're just feeling a little lost, a little aimless, that's a seventh chakra issue. You might also feel, when you feel like you have no sense of purpose, you're going to feel depressed. That's very common. Also, you might feel a little, you might have headaches, which again, that's a shared trait between sixth and seventh chakra. Sixth and seventh chakra are very related in that sense of being
connect it to that higher part of you, the wise part of you, the part of you that is the observer, right? When we get into, that's like mostly sixth chakra. When you get into the power that is, you might look at it as above the power higher than your intuition, like really tapping into the power of the universe, the power of God, the power of whatever you want to call it, that's seventh chakra. So how can we begin to balance, to heal this seventh chakra? And by the way, if your chakra, seventh chakra is, what do you call it? I always want to say too open, but what is the word? Overcharged, overactive. This overactive seventh chakra. You're going to probably feel, interestingly enough, you're probably going to have a very high sensitivity to light. So you know how when we talked about the other chakras, and we talked about foods that are the same color as the chakra that you can eat to help balance that chakra, the seventh chakra is the only chakra where that's not going to work. It's not anything that you can really heal with food. It's something that you can only heal spiritually with spirit. Spirit, and also being out in the sun, being connected to the earth, out in the light, the natural light. The natural things, the spiritual things, are going to heal the seventh chakra. So if it's overcharged, you might experience a high sensitivity to light. And you might remember with sixth chakra, we said if that's overcharged, you might have a sense of spiritual superiority. It's kind of the same with seventh chakra. So, except you might have, it's a little bit more intense than spiritual superiority. It's like I'm just naturally better than people. I'm better. For just no real apparent reason. You just feel like you're in the elite class and everyone else is kind of like the peasantry, right? Like that kind of attitude, overactive seventh chakra. If you feel yourself, I think we mentioned restlessness. So restlessness and just being always this feeling of boredom, that's actually an overcharged seventh chakra. Because when you're connected to the universe and you understand that and you're connected to all living things and you're connected to your intuition and your higher self, there's no space for boredom because you're so absorbed in just being. You're absorbed with being one with everything, with experiencing the fullness of life. There's no boredom when you're experiencing the fullness of life. There's no frustration when you're experiencing the fullness of life. So how can we begin to heal and balance the chakra? Well, just like with the sixth chakra. So the higher up you go in the chakra, like I don't want to say hierarchy, but the higher up you move, those issues are going to rely more on spiritual solutions like meditation. Meditation is the most powerful form of healing for that seventh chakra. Because with meditation, we talked about it when we talked about the sixth chakra. But what are you doing when you meditate? You are getting in touch with your higher self. And if you really go deep into the meditation, you really begin to get in touch with the universe, with God, with whatever higher power you subscribe to. So making meditation a habit is going to benefit you very much because that's going to help keep that seventh chakra balanced and clear. So how can you do that? Well, I think mentioned, if you listened to last week's episode on the third eye chakra, I talk a little bit about how we can begin to activate what is that gland called? The pineal gland, right? In your, like near the thalamus in the middle of your brain while you're breathing during meditation, which then triggers, what does it produce? It produces the melatonin and it gives you this sense of just relaxation and calm. It puts your body in a state of relaxation and calm. And when your body is in a state of relaxation and calm, then you're able to connect. You're able to connect with that higher self. You're able to connect to the higher power. And when you're able to connect with the higher power and you're in that state of relax, your body's in that state of relaxation, healing begins. Healing, spiritual and physical healing. That's why meditation is so powerful. It's amazingly powerful. So you want to go back and listen to episode 6, or not episode 6, but the episode on the sixth chakra. And I would suggest, if you've ever read the book Atomic Habits, and I always bring this book up when I talk to guests for my podcast, what does James Clear suggest when developing a new habit or replacing an old habit with a new habit, which is really what's happening? Replacing an old habit with a new habit. You start with 2 minutes a day. And you might say, well, is it even worth it to meditate 2 minutes a day? If you have a difficult time meditating, if you do no meditation at all, then yes, it is worth it. Because 2 minutes a day is better than no minutes a day for meditation. So you start off with 2 minutes a day, and then you commit to it. And then you see you'll slowly, I bet you this will happen. I bet you this will happen. You start off with 2 minutes a day, you're gonna go to 3 minutes, just not even thinking about it, not even planning it. You're just gonna automatically just 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and before you know it, you're gonna wake up from your meditation and look at the time and be like, oh my gosh, I just spent 10 minutes meditating. Like that will happen. So give it a try. Don't get frustrated with the thoughts, because guess what? That's what happens. Yeah. When you get quiet, all the craziness comes up. What do? You just notice the thoughts. Oh, look at that. Look at that thought. Look at that thought. They're silly thoughts. Oh, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? You just kind of let them pass by. And then when you come across a thought that makes you really feel good, when you come across an image that really makes you feel good, then you want to focus in on that. That's what you want to focus in on. When you come across a vision of yourself that empowers you, that's the image you want to hold on to. Your mind is not going to be completely blank during meditation. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's what a lot of people think. Your mind should be completely blank. No, that's not going to happen. You instead, what you do is just like I was talking to a meditation teacher recently, Terry, his first name, I can't think of, Tallwinder, I think, on my podcast. And he said, it's like when you're meditating, it's like you're swiping, like these dating apps where you just swipe, swipe, nope, 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 nope. And then when you finally come across a thought or image that makes you feel good, you say yes, right? Yes. And then you focus and you lean into that. You lean into those good feelings that it's giving you, because those good feelings are releasing, that means chemical, those good feeling chemicals are being released through your body. And that's helping you not only feel better emotionally, but it's actually helping your body heal. So give it a try. And I'm going to link to an online source so you can get more information on this chakra. And this is the last episode on the chakras, because these are the seven main chakras. I wanted to go over the seven main chakras. There are actually chakras higher than the seventh chakra, but we're going to focus in on the seven main ones. And I really, my hope is that you have learned how you can use this information to begin to heal yourself, how you can use this information to begin to tune more into your body and to listen to the messages that your body is sending you like every day, how to use this information to understand your emotions and what your emotions are telling you, and also how to heal your emotions. This is very powerful information. So I hope that you step into your power and begin healing your life, beginning now. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Motivation to Write. You can follow me on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. I have one for Motivation to Write. So that's at Motivation to Write. And I have one for Energy Healing, at Motivation to Heal, at Motivation to Heal. You can also join my Facebook group, Energy Healing with Ebony. Follow me on Twitter at Ebony Haywood and subscribe to my newsletter at zazo.com. If you're in my Facebook group, I'm having a live root chakra guided meditation. So I encourage you to, that will be on March 26th at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I encourage you to join the Facebook group and come to the meditation. All right. Till next time. Bye-bye.